Now, Paul has a very tender heart, and he likens himself to a mother. Listen to him in verse 19. My little children, my little born ones, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Now, he is speaking to those who are born again, and I don't think he's questioning that. But Paul here wanted to be present with them, and he says, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. He wanted to be present so he could speak differently. He was concerned. He's using strong language here, but you can see the tender heart of the man. Now, the whole fact of the matter is, they really had not heard the law. Verse 21, he says, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye hear the law? And this day, I would like for you to hear the law, because a great many today that always talking about the Ten Commandments or talking about some legal system, they don't seem to give the penalty. They don't seem to present the law in its full orb ministration of condemnation. Now, when God called Moses to the mountain to give the law, have you ever noticed the background of it? In Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse 16, listen to this. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And God says, stand afar off. Now, do you want to know further about the outcome of the law? Look at the 20th chapter. Just turn the page. Verses 18 and 19. Listen to this. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we'll hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. May I say to you, you and I today cannot conceive how holy God is. And you and I are renegades in God's universe. We are revolutionaries in God's universe. You and I are in a position of not obeying God. We are in the position of being lost sinners in God's universe with no capacity to follow God at all. And he says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. My friend, this world is against God. It's not for God. This world's not getting better at all. This world is becoming more evil each day, and it's been pretty bad since the days God put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. For it's not subject, the carnal mind, he says, is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. No wonder those people trembled and moved away from the mount and said, we'll die. Why, my friend, God is high and holy and lifted up, and he dwells in glory, and you and I are down here making mud pies in a world because we are made out of mud physically. And we walk down here as creatures that have the audacity to walk contrary to the will of God. And we don't even have the ability to. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Now, my friend, may I say to you, that's the position of man down here in this world. Now Paul says, listen to the law. You haven't even heard it yet. And if you listen to it, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you hear the law? Have you really heard it? Do you know what it says?